All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We've got Chillicothe's offense on the field here at Odessa High School in Odessa, Missouri. They put 21 points on the board so far against Odessa and lead it 21-7 as we get set to start this fourth and final quarter of this non-conference game. Chillicothe has the ball at the Odessa 37-yard line with a third and a long 1 yard to go for another first down. And Butch, you know, I think the Hornet fans need to come down here sometime and see this Odessa, all the school spirit they have. They really get into these football games down here, you know it?
They really do. They have a lot of fun. Nothing like high school football, Mark, is the enthusiasm, the excitement, people just having a good time. And you just can't beat it. Friday night lights and Friday night football, it doesn't get much better than this.
No, it doesn't. All right, we've got some stoppage in play here as the referees will not allow this fourth quarter to begin. They've been talking over on the sidelines on the west side with the Hornet coaching staff. I really can't tell what the deal is. Can you, Butch?
I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe they don't. I don't think the chains are in the right position. I don't. See, the scoreboard says it's third and seven, yeah, and the where the marker is, the down marker, is it indicates it's third and one. I just don't think they've got the chain set right.
Okay.
Because the scoreboard, they put it up based on what they saw at the end of the quarter, and they're going to have to figure it out here because I don't know if they can go to instant. Yeah, there they're going to move the chain. So, yeah, there we go. Yeah, it's they just put it on the wrong marker.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be third and six.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. Picked up some yardage there, but somebody caught it. I knew it didn't look right to me either, but anyway, here we go.
Four wide receivers for the Hornets here on third down from the 38 of Odessa. McCausland in shotgun formation. Going to throw it to the right side for Alex Thompson. Overthrows Thompson at the 30. Thompson gave it the effort there and tried to jump up there, but it was just overthrown. Had he caught it, he would have picked up the first down. But nonetheless, it's an incomplete pass. And more importantly for Odessa, Butch, that stops the clock.
Stops the clock. 11:55 to go in the game now as it's fourth and six. Chillicothe's got the ball at the Odessa 37-yard line, so Chillicothe's going to go for it here because there really isn't a huge advantage in punting the football right now.
Straight T formation for Chillicothe at the Odessa 38. It's going to be a quick kick by Stevens. He fumbles it. He's going to take off with it. Stiff arms a defender. Hibbler's finally got him, though, for a loss, and he's brought down back at the 44-yard line of Odessa, and that fires up this Odessa crowd and football team. Steven Barker was also in there as well with Hibbler as they brought down Stevens as that quick kick just never materialized.
Yeah, it had a bad snap there, and Stevens was unable to come up with it, and he started running and just wasn't any place to go. And Odessa's going to take over with 11:47 here.
Butch,
with the ball at their own 44-yard line.
Butch, we just can't seem to shut the door here. I formation for Odessa. Whited gets the call, goes off right tackle, crosses the Odessa 45, gets out to the Odessa 48-yard line. Tackle made by Cody Thompson there, Butch.
Cody Thompson did a nice job there as Odessa picked up good yardage. They pick up 4 yards on the play, and the ball's now at the 48-yard line, just 2 yards shy of the 50 as getting into Chillicothe territory as the clock continues to run. We're at 11:15.
Hibbler and Whited in the backfield in an I formation. Second and six for Odessa at the 48 of Odessa. Strong line to the right for the Bulldogs. Hotmer takes the snap, handoff to Whited, goes up the middle, crosses midfield, brought down at the 48. Of Chillicothe. Still short of the first down by about 2 yards. Nick Plummer on the tackle that time for the Hornet defense. 10:47 remains in this game. 21-7 the score. Chillicothe leads it. Chillicothe has never won a football game in Odessa. Will they do it here tonight? The Bulldogs break huddle on offense. They have a third and two at the Chillicothe 48. Strong line to the right. Hand off to Whitted. And Whitted gets the first down as he is brought down at the 44 of the Hornets. Nick Plummer again and Alex Thompson in on the tackle for Chillicothe. Right now, Butch, I'm looking at this Hornet defense. They're all kind of looking at each other. A little dazed after that mishap on the quick kick opportunity and this quick strike one after another on each play by this Odessa offense. Whited remains in the ball game at the tight end. Hibbler, the big 6'4", 220-pound fullback, is in front of him. Whited gets the call. He leaves Hibbler and goes on his own off left tackle. Crosses the Chillicothe 40, gets down to the 35, jumps up quickly and gets back to the huddle. Josh Rockhold and Alex Thompson in on the tackle.
Now that's what you don't want. You don't want your safeties making the tackle. As he makes, Odessa picks up about 8 yards on the play, so it's going to bring a second down and two. The ball getting ever closer to that Hornet goal. The ball's at the 36-yard line of Chillicothe.
9:35 remains in the game. Whited gets the carry. Pushes Hibbler forward and gets another yard, and I think he's got the first down. They've not moved the sticks yet. He's down at the 34 of Chillicothe. Chillicothe right now in the change of quarters is defending the north goal. Nick Plummer on the tackle, but not before the Odessa Bulldogs and their tailback Whited pick up another first down.
We've got 9:30 to go in this game. As Odessa's got the ball and they're moving. They've got the momentum right now.
Strong line to the right for the Bulldogs. Hotmer eyes over the defense. Eye formation in the backfield. Hotmer hands off to Hibbler. I didn't think he was ever going to let the ball go to Hibbler, but Hibbler took it away anyway and bulls his way down to the Chillicothe 30-yard line. Austin Hatfield and Alex Thompson in on the tackle for the Hornet defense. 9 minutes remains. 9 minutes remains in this ball game.
Second down six. Ball's just on the 30-yard line of the Hornets.
Hotmer breaks huddle with his Odessa Bulldog teammates. I formation in the backfield. Second down and six from the 30 of Chillicothe. Hibbler gets the call. Big opening off the left tackle. And he gets all the way down to the 21-yard line. Another first down by the Hornets. Alex Thompson in on the tackle of Hibbler. That was a big hole, Butch.
Huge hole. And Hibbler he's a big man. And he broke through that hole, picks up the first down, got the ball at the, 23-yard line of the Hornets.
Hotmer, first and 10 with his Odessa teammates. Hand off to Hibbler again. The big fullback barrels his way over the line of scrimmage and leans forward in his 6'4 frame down to about the 17 of Chillicothe. Alex Keel on the tackle for the Hornets.
We got 8:15 to go in the football game as Chillicothe leads by a score of 21-7, but Odessa's moving the football. Second and five.
Hibbler Whited in the backfield. Strong line to the right. Hotmer now ducks under center. Takes the snap. Flags go up in the air.
Flags on the play.
I think it was too much time on Odessa. Let's see here.
That's a huge play.
Offsides. Offsides on the Hornets. I got to get my binoculars out to check Coach Willard out over there, Butch.
He's got to be upset.
He's got the hat on.
Yeah, as long as he's got the hat on, he's not really upset.
Oh,
my. The hat comes off. Look out.
That kind of fooled me there. 7:56 with the stoppage and play on that penalty. 7:56 remains in the game. Chillicothe still leads it 21-7, but the ball right now is sitting just outside the 10-yard line of the Hornets, and they're going to bring the chains out, or the refs, to see if the penalty allowed Odessa to pick up the first down.
I think he's short, Mark, but they're going to measure anyway. So, yep. Oh, it is a first down. Well, Boy, the old eyes are just getting. First down, Odessa.
The ball sitting, Butch, at about the 12-yard line.
So they can get a first
yes,
down.
Yes, they can.
If necessary here, should they get close to that goal line.
Hotmer, your quarterback. His offensive line is just head and shoulders above him is for Hotmer. He's got Hibbler and Whited in the backfield. Whited gets the call. Big hole, off right tackle. He's loose into the secondary and brought down right at the goal line. I thought he was in, Butch. I cannot believe, I mean, I'm happy, but I cannot believe he didn't get stopped or didn't go in.
No, he was virtually untouched until he got just right outside the goal line. And they brought him down as we've got 7:45 to go as the clock stops on the first down.
Alex Thompson stopped Whited from going in. Here's Hotmer. Hands off to Whited again. Touchdown, Odessa Bulldogs. Touchdown by Whited. And it comes with 7:37 remaining in this game at Odessa. The score is now 21-13, Chillicothe. And the all-important extra point attempt awaits Odessa and their kicker, Varner. The holder is Colton Hillbrenner. Here's the snap put down cleanly. Here's the kick. It is high. It is strong. It is no good, Butch. No good. The kick is no good. With 7:37 remaining in this game, the extra point by Odessa is no good. The score remains 21-13.
That could be really big. Boy, from here, I thought that split the uprights, but...
Well, Butch, you always taught me you got to watch those refs. Remember the first
I know,
year
you,
we
oh,
did?
No, I know, I know, but... Yeah, you got the two refs right underneath the goalposts, and that's what they're supposed to do is watch and see if it does go through. And they were there, and they said it was no good, so thing out of reach. But anyway, I don't know what Odessa might do here as we have 7:37 to go, because if Chillicothe can get the ball and put one of their patented drives together and go down and just keep the ball out of Odessa's hands, they can win this thing. But... Boy, anything can happen. Chillicothe's lost the momentum, and I don't know exactly why.
Well, Butch, I'm going to tell you what. Jensen and Hayden are here tonight, one of their first away games to watch Hornet football, and they're now up on their feet. I think they're getting a little nervous here.
I know.
Getting a little too close for comfort.
They're not the only one that's nervous.
21-13 the score. Chillicothe still maintains this lead here at Odessa. 7:37 remains in the game. Here's Odessa getting set to kick this ball off. Young is way back at the 15-yard line awaiting the kick.
Oh, no. We've got only four in front of the 45.
Ball's kicked on the ground, picked up by one of the upbacks who carries it forward all the way to the 41 of Chillicothe. I'm going to see who that ball carrier is here for Chillicothe. He did a good job. It's number 17 for the Hornets. That's Zach Douglas, a junior, picked up the ball off the turf and advanced it very well for the Hornets. Tony Harrison was in on the tackle for Odessa.
We got a timeout called, an official timeout.
Butch, this has been a tale of two halves. Chillicothe scored 21 points in the first half, none so far in the second. Odessa, 0 points in the first half, 13 in the second half.
I know.
And, you know, if you think back to last week's game, Chillicothe 17-0 at the half against Marshall. In the second half, Marshall played them even at 7-all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course, so far, Odessa has won the second half. So,
well, Butch, let's take a 30 right here while we dance to YMCA. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI.